Thou dost beat Marietta. This was a woman from Marietta. Mm-hmm. And you should have heard it was sick. And I said, now, you know, that shows your parts.
They interviewed him. Well, they've had several programs talking to him afterwards. And they were right after the game, they interviewed him and had him on TV. And they said, you know, you just don't, you're the most outstanding coach, you know, all this kind of stuff. And he said, well, he says, I've got the most wonderful town to play in. He says, everybody here is just, they're such wonderful football players. He said, we've got a wonderful board of education. We've got a wonderful touchdown club. He said, what else could you know, he was just so humble.
He was saying all the right things.
But he meant it. Was so sincere. And he said something about, you know, some of your boys did such an outstanding job tonight. And he said, well, you know, he said, every boy who dressed out tonight gave 100%. And I mean, just so sincere
enormous backup team.
Yeah.
See, all those boys.
But he was so sincere about it.
Well, you know, this was exactly the problem with Jimmy. Jimmy had natural talent. He just could have done anything he wanted to, but he never gave 100%.
Mm-hmm.
He never did. He never had a coach that he felt
he'd give it for.
It was worthwhile to completely give him 100%, and he never did it.
Jimmy,
well, hell, they all do down
here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Are you going again?
Yes. We go. I'll get a few of y'all.
He just doesn't think he
you can go back there as you are.
I just got a call and they said come down. So.
All right.
Ed Willis. Ed Willis.
All right. Goodbye.
Well, we shall miss you, and I appreciate you loaning me your wife again.
Well, I'm not going to be long very long.
I feel embarrassed.
Well, I know we'll be you when I get back.
Listen to that. You're not even worse.
Oh, dear. I couldn't believe as soon as we moved here, though, he resigned. If that wasn't luck. Oh.
Well, you saw him 1 year.
We saw him for, yeah.
Well, you know, even when Jimmy was a little fella, you know, back in high school, well, elementary school days, when he was in on this Red Devil, Buckhead Red Devil team, and they went to Waycross every Thanksgiving to play some, and I think even back in those days, Valdosta had a great team.
Mm-hmm, they did.
And the thing about it, see, they weren't in competition, but these were the feeders into the Valdosta team that were playing Jimmy, the elementary school kids. And boy, one of them played badly. And he kicked badly.
They have had one or two down in this section.
Oh,
to
I
do that.
He was fabulous. And as much as I hate that word, that's one of my words I don't say. But yeah, he was. He was really just outstanding. And of course, our old team beat him, this particular team.
Mm-hmm.
But that was because our coach was a win coach. Only thing he was interested in, he didn't care if one boy played all the time and another boy never even got off the bench if they won. He really didn't care about the boys. But that's the way it was. That's the way he won.
That's what Baseball did the other night. He let not as many as usual play.
You know
but
why? They had a lot of scouts there. And he wanted his seniors who were going off to college to play as much so that they could get they'd get scholarships. I think so too. Well, I heard somebody say something about that later. They were saying, you know, they were surprised with the score so high
that
he didn't put
you know,
him
let everybody play.
And they said there were so many scouts there, and he wanted his boys to
show
get
them
every
what
advantage
uh-huh.
that he could. And I think he was trying to let a lot of seniors play. And,
well, that was
understandable.
Know,
you can understand that because he wants the best for them,
sure.
Them to get every opportunity. And these other boys will have an opportunity later. But he always puts in a second, third string, first quarter,
well,
just immediately.
He was
just, you know, he's something. Okay.
So let's see. Where are we on page?
Yeah.
I guess.
Okay. Talking about peaches and stuff. We want to talk about salt and pepper and all that. What do you call it?
Salt and pepper.
What do you call that? Yeah, and if it's a...
black pepper?
Well, we were talking about them as a group. Salt and pepper or like spices or...
I wouldn't say condiments.
Me
I'd
either.
Say salt
I don't
and pepper.
I